Through perseverance, many people win success out of what seemed destined to be failure. Benjamin Disraeli. My friends, each and every day, you can do this. It just takes some time and energy. And again, I tell folks all the time, don't worry about how long it takes. When you master the charts, you will make up for all the time you ever spent. But if you don't start and stick with it, you'll never do it. And what do I mean by sticking with it? 10 to 15 minutes each and every day. You have to learn the nuances here. You can't do it all on the weekends. You've got to find just a few minutes each and every day. Let's jump into these charts. Stocks are up. Everything else is down. Look at what we have going on here. We can see our prior highs back in early December on the S&P 500. 60703, 60639, right there around early to mid-December. And then what did we see happen? Things then started trucking down, and now we have a high of 60975 on the S&P. So a higher high. Last week, lots of indecision, and the week before, we had these dojis where, again, the market, we can see from the volatility, we can see from the wicks on the top and on the bottom of these small candles, what we call spinning tops, shows us a lot of indecision. No one was winning out, even though we had a fight going on. And then what happened? Well, the winner were the bulls. They have pushed the market up to a higher high. Now, we're keeping an eye closely on this volume. It is a shortened trading week, been a lot of weather disruptions, all that. But again, as we watch, as we go into Friday, we'll be paying close attention to whether or not we get that volume all the way up to average. Again, hoping that it will hold the candle up as we get into the next week. This is not the kind of candle I like to jump into an uptrade on. Why? I like to jump into an uptrade on actually a green spinning top after a strong red down candle. I'm trying to find one here. Sort of there. If we go down to the 14th of January on the half-day chart, you can look on there and you can see, again, where things moved down. We didn't have the volume that I would want to see on a turnaround. We just didn't have it there. So again, we don't trade off. I'm trying to just find you an example. We don't trade off the half-day chart, but we want to see a nice big red down candle with the low, with average or above average volume, and then a green spinning top when things turn around. The problem you get into when you have things just, again, all this indecision and then an up move is how much of the move's already taken out by the time you have volume confirm with you that it's a move you want to get into. That's the fear I have jumping into a setup like that. And you might say, well, can't you jump into every turn, every bottom, every top that rolls over? No, you really can't. Why can't you? Because you don't have the Heikinashi candlesticks and the volume giving you the setup you want to make you feel very assured that what you're doing is going to work based on the best percentage chance for success. It's like anybody who's playing cards knows when you have a hand and things are setting up for a potential hand that is going to give you the greatest possibility of success, and you don't go all in when you don't. That's the same thing here. So does this mean the market's going to continue to move up for weeks and months on end? No, not necessarily. And there's a lot of danger there with the way it's rolled over. We look at the NASDAQ 100. It's up just a little bit for the day, 0.21%. But again, as we go into Friday, nice big up candle. We can see all the volume here over the last 3 weeks as the market was again trying to find a down move and at the same time an up move. We see all of that volatility on the wicks on both ends. And of course, starting back mid-week on the 15th of January, two-day candle started moving up. We look at this latest two-day candle. You can see the volume is not up to average. It is a nice big up candle. You can see where things were down some in the morning. a little up in the afternoon. And again, just like the S&P, as we start to end this week, we have a big green up candle. And again, as we look at the prior high here, we can see that on the week beginning the 16th of December, 538.28. So far this week, 533.82. So we're not reaching a higher high. And again, we've got a green up candle. So we'll keep our eye on that, see where the volume gets to tomorrow in this shortened trading week with all the weather that's affecting the East Coast here. Now let's look at what's going on with 20-year U.S. government bonds. Here it's again a little easier for us to see if we can get up to average volume. We have down candles, really don't have any up move here throwing things off. There's just downward plunging. And we had a decent volume last week, and we have a green spinning top this week. So we will keep our eye on things. Now, it is pulling back for the day, but if Friday is a decent day, might want to pull the trigger on TLT on a practice trade going up. We'll keep an eye on that, see where things are really down in the morning. Looks like it recovered a little bit in the afternoon, but still down 0.78%. That is the second day in a row. Might not be the time to jump in. Might be setting us up, though, for a jumping in point when the time is right. So we'll keep an eye on TLT tomorrow. What about gold? Gold pulling back just a little bit for the day, 0.14%. It's hard to see on the half-day chart. You can see all that indecision in the morning. And really, we're just around that same topping point we've been at now for 2 days. On Wednesday and Thursday. Nice up week, getting close to average volume there. Close to it on the 2 day, didn't quite make it, did move higher, but we can see prices well above the weekly trend line on the 2 day and the half day. Nice up week, still long in gold, looking pretty. What about HODL? This is Bitcoin ETF. What do we see going on there? Well, as we look at it, we can see that we have a nice green up candle after several spinning tops, 3 weeks of spinning tops, sort of hedging down those first 2 weeks, trying to move up the last 2 weeks. And this week, really a banger, heading up even higher, looking beautiful. Lots of volume there, lots of volume on the 2 day. But you can see this red volume means it opened lower than the prior close. And we can see the high on the Friday Tuesday candle was 121.39, 120.98 on the Wednesday, Thursday. So not reaching a higher high yet. Of course, you can see that played out here on the half day chart. So we'll continue to keep our eye on Bitcoin and see if indeed it's going to catch fire other than simply bumping up here and then maybe rolling back over. Just can't tell whether it's going to keep fired up or not. That is where we are as we move into Friday. By the way, Patreon members, we will be publishing for you tonight, both at the Patreon page and sending out the email, the weekly vertical crossovers for the week. I hope that you utilize those each and every week. Valuable information, giving you other things to potentially practice trade. These are stocks on the S&P 500 that are crossing over up or down. We also look at the volume when picking these to hopefully help you find some decent candidates to potentially practice trade. God bless my friends. All the best from the whole team at Charting Wealth.